Not seeing your issue? Ages 5 to 10. Now is the right time. Age 7. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, your influence is essential in your child's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-child relationship while instilling confidence in your child to persist toward their goals and succeed in all areas of life. Everyone faces challenges, yet mistakes and failures are necessary for your 7-year-old's learning and development. With your guidance and support, mistakes become a tool for learning and growing confidence. The key to any parenting issue is finding ways to communicate to meet your and your child's needs. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to prepare you as you address any issue with your child. Why any issue? As you address any issues, you build the foundation for your child's development. Your focus on cultivating a safe, trusting relationship and promoting life skills can create greater opportunities for connection, cooperation, and enjoyment, trust in each other, a sense of well-being and motivation. Engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that builds your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role to use on any issues, and builds essential skills that will last a lifetime for your child. Throughout this tool, there are opportunities for children to become more self-aware and deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, build their relationship skills, demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making and problem-solving. 5 steps for any issue. This 5-step process helps you and your child with any issue. It builds critical life skills in your child. The same process can be used to address other specific parenting issues. Whether it's your child having difficulty meeting new friends, or you are dealing with your feelings of inadequacy when trying to respond to your child's frustration, these steps can be applied to any situation to support your child. You can tailor these steps and statements to match any arising issue. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your child are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and healthy parenting relationships will support these steps. Based on your child's developmental milestones, you will want to focus on the following as you move through the 5 steps. Supporting child's growing sense of autonomy. Being able to do things or make basic decisions, like what to wear, on their own. Practicing consistency with expected behavior, rules, and consequences. Encouraging flexibility while supporting your child's need for structure. Modeling positive social skills, responsible choices, and going easy on yourself when you make mistakes. Noticing self-talk. Supporting and offering ways to regulate strong emotions. Step 1. Get your child thinking by getting their input. Getting your child's input will help you better understand their thoughts, feelings, and challenges related to their feelings when confronting challenges. When your child provides feedback, they have a more significant stake in the issue, a sense of ownership, and often greater responsibility around resolving the issue. Are more motivated to work together on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about critical aspects of their life. Grow their self-control as well as problem-solving skills. Actions. Some examples of getting input from your child are, what is it that you want to have happen? I can see you are upset. Tell me what happened. Tell me more about how you're feeling. I noticed you seem quiet today. Is there anything you'd like to talk about? What was the best part of your day today? What made it special? If you could change one thing about today, what would it be? What could we do together to make things better? How do you feel about the specific situation? What do you think your friends would do in a situation like this? What skills do you have that you're proud of? Is there something you wish you could do better? What's something new you learned recently? What might be easy for you to get done? What might be harder for you to do? What are some other things like this you've worked on in the past? In what ways can I support you? What can you do before bed to ensure you get a good night's sleep? How can I help you get ready for bed? You seem frustrated about me asking you to clean up your room. Tell me a little bit about what's going on. You're not sure why putting your clothes away after they've gone through the laundry is important. What are some guesses you have about why it's important? When someone says or does something to you that hurts your feelings or doesn't feel good, it's okay to talk about it, and I want to hear about it. Remember that all feelings are okay. What are you feeling right now? Step 2. Teach new skills. It's easy to forget that children learn daily. Your child is likely to make some mistakes. How you handle those moments can determine how you help grow their confidence. Learning about developmental milestones can help you better understand what your child is experiencing. For example, Children ages 5 to 10 are working on understanding rules and routines. Consistency helps them feel stable. Children ages 5 to 10 may be more apt to question your rules as they advance in this age group. They thrive on encouragement. They can become critical of others and may need experience with kindness and inclusion. Children ages 5 to 10 can crave structure and may resist changes to the schedule. They may be moody and require reassurance from adults. Children ages 5 to 10 are becoming more resilient when they make mistakes. Their peers' and teachers' approval and acceptance can be very important to them. Children ages 5 to 10 can become easily frustrated. They need directions that contain one instruction at a time. Children ages 5 to 10 are developing a strong sense of right and wrong and fairness. As they grow, they can work through conflicts with friends more rapidly. Teaching is different than just telling. Teaching builds basic skills, grows problem-solving abilities, and prepares your child for success. Teaching also involves modeling and practicing the positive behaviors you want to see, promoting skills, and preventing problems. Cultivate a learning mindset to promote beliefs and attitudes that grow confidence and support independence in your child. Learn to listen to what's not being said and model positive and thoughtful responses. Asking, reflecting, and affirming can be part of modeling new approaches. One-year-olds might feel like they are the only ones experiencing a particular challenge in their worlds. Normalizing your child's challenges can also reassure them that everyone faces difficulties in all areas of life. Actions. Here are some ways that you can teach new skills to your child. It sounds like you're going through a lot. Would you like me to just listen, or would you like us to brainstorm some ideas together on how you can solve the problem? Let's talk through this together and come up with different ideas. I will show you one way of doing this, and then you can show me another. Let's do this together, step by step. See how I'm doing it slowly? That's the first step. Pay attention to how I hold it. Then you try. Notice how I'm being careful with it? That's important. Look at my hands. They're doing this. Can you copy me? I'm going to explain each part as I do it. Listen closely. Practice makes perfect. Let's keep trying until you get it. Mistakes are okay. That's how we learn. Let's try again. I'm going to show you a trick to make it simpler. See how I'm being patient? That's important when learning something new. If you need more clarification, just ask questions. I'm here to help. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you're stuck. Think about how you can use what you learned in different situations. Now that you've seen how it's done, try it your way. I'm proud of you for trying something new. That's how we grow. Let's discuss some things you can do when you feel left out. What would you do if you saw another friend being left out of an activity? If your friend, who left you out, was here right now, what would you want them to know? Why would you want them to know that? What do you think they should have done differently? Sometimes friends do things that we don't understand and don't feel good to us. Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Daily routines can be opportunities for your child to practice new skills. Practice grows vital new brain connections that strengthen each time your child works hard toward a goal or demonstrates belief in themselves. It also provides significant opportunities to increase self-efficacy. Strive to create the conditions to support their success and take time to explore what makes them feel confident and what takes away from their confidence. Share the experiences and skills you use when you don't feel confident. Actions. Here are some examples of ways you can practice with your child. Let me see you try it now. Let's pretend I am your friend. What would you say to tell me how you're feeling? Let's do it again together, and then you can do it yourself. I am so proud of how hard you are trying. It shows how much you want to learn. What are some fun ways we can practice doing this together? Imagine how proud you will feel once you can do this. I'm here to support you. You are not alone in this. Step 4. Support your child's development and success. By providing support, you reinforce your child's ability to succeed, help them grow cause and effect thinking, as they address problems and failures, and help them take responsibility. Actions. Here are some examples of how you can support your child's development and success. I am so impressed with how much progress you are making. It is so cool to see how important this is to you. You are good at blank. You worked so hard at that. You have learned so much so quickly. You must feel so proud that you can do that. It took a lot of strength to do what you did. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your child is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your child is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your child's confidence. Your recognition also encourages safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your child's efforts. It is helpful to distinguish between 3 types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These 3 distinct parenting behaviors have different impacts on your child's behavior. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your child. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement, such as a smile or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the child knows what to expect, like, if you behave in the store, you will get a treat on the drive home. If you X, then I'll X. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your child progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. If used too often, rewards can decrease a child's internal motivation. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned ahead of time and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in the middle of a crisis. Like in the grocery store checkout line and a child is screaming. To avoid disaster, a parent offers to give them a treat if the child will stop crying. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Here is a trap to avoid. Think about what behavior a bribe may unintentionally reinforce. For example, offering a sucker if a child stops a tantrum in the grocery store checkout line may teach the child that future tantrums lead to additional treats. Actions. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the whole bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your child makes an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, after you've completed your bedtime routine, snuggle and read before bed. Or in the morning, before you leave for work, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that grows your skills as an effective parent, which you can use on many other issues, and essential skills that will last a lifetime. Throughout this tool, children have opportunities to become more confident while growing their social and emotional skills. References. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024. Not Seeing Your Issue, ages 5 to 10. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024 Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAM, HSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.